B-Pod Studios.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Checkpoint Daily. It is Friday Eve, y'all, and I really hope everybody is gearing up for the weekend. Now, on today's episode, we're going to be talking about The Simpsons. It still exists and just got renewed for even more seasons. Why? Also, we're going to be talking a little bit about the PlayStation VR. Yeah, new games are coming out for it. Mm-hmm. Surprise, surprise. And also, we will be talking a little bit about our fan choice. We gave all of our viewers on the live Twitch show a chance to pick what we will talk about on our discussion segment. So, be geared up for that. There's a whole bunch of Checkpoint Daily coming up.
The latest esports and gaming news. Checkpoint XP Daily has got you covered. Find it online at checkpointxp.com. Get in the game with your hosts, Norris, Callie, and Chad.
Hey, everybody, what's up? We're here. It is Checkpoint Daily. All that good stuff. I'm so excited always to do this show with you guys because we always have such a great time and we truly enjoy ourselves. And so, as always, your host, Norris Howard, here, joined alongside Chad Callahan to my left. What's up, Chad?
I'm here, and I'm excited to be here today, actually.
Thank you. Thank you for being excited. And we also have Callie Scales.
I don't know what you're talking about. I have not the foggiest. I'm just here. I'm excited to be here. It's a good day.
And that's all I ever ask of you.
It's a wonderful day.
That's all I ever
you're
ask.
Not worried
of
about
you.
A Friday or nothing?
Listen, why would I be worried about a Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. And well, no, don't worry about it. I've got you guys all on pins and needles. I love this.
A part of me wants you to say it. This is the worst part.
I know. Anyway, I've been watching a little bit of the new Call of Duty tournament that's going on, or I don't want to call it a tournament, but first major of the year, so that's been cool. I'm actually really kind of excited to watch LCS this weekend after the conversation we had with Laura Lunardi earlier in this week.
Yeah.
I'm kind of excited to like watch the LCS and the LEC and compare the two. Because I'm going to be honest, I am one of those people that every time the LEC does like the extra content, I don't really care for it.
Oh,
I don't really like it.
She mentioned that she thinks that's the biggest.
I mean, I know a lot
people
of people really like it, and it's just
not for you.
It never lands for me. I don't know if it's
different
like
different audience, probably.
It maybe, but it's like they did the like rap battle thing, and it might as well been
was
dying.
That LEC or LCS?
It was LEC.
Oh, I thought that was LCS.
That might as well have been dying cats scratching the nails on the chalkboard.
It was a little awkward for me. I'm not.
I don't like that shit.
That's funny.
Anyway, with that said, we got a ton to talk about. So here's what's happening in the world of gaming.
All right, first up, The Simpsons have been renewed for seasons 33 and 34. There will be 757 episodes total at the end of season 34.
How is this still a thing?
So Simpsons are the Naruto of like typical animations.
No, they're the One Piece.
They're the One Piece. Yeah, that's what it is. One Piece, yeah.
Well, yeah, and I mean, hasn't One Piece ended?
No.
Oh, no, is it still going? Okay, never mind. Yeah, they have been going for a long time, and I'll tell you what, there's never been a series that I have more been like, hey, I need this series to die so I can talk about how great it is, because I can't talk about how great it was when it's still going. Like, it's
well,
not okay.
And that's kind of the point with The Simpsons that I wanted to ask you, because Callie, I know you watch a ton of it and I know you are a big fan of the show. I fell off on watching The Simpsons like in the 90s, so for me it's like
I watched The Simpsons until about the mid-2000s.
So it's like, to me, like I understand its purpose for social commentary.
Yeah.
And I get it. And especially it comes on Fox, so it's about the only social commentary you're actually going to get. But I kind of don't understand who's still watching this
show.
Allow
me to explain.
All right.
The Simpsons is our parents' generation from MASH. The Simpsons are the MASH of this generation. My mom tunes in for The Simpsons every week.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know anyone who watches The Simpsons.
Really?
I feel like it's got to be a generational gap. I feel like I don't know anybody who watches it.
I think the average demo for The Simpsons is like 68 and up.
Neither of my parents really watched The Simpsons, so maybe that's where
it's got to be, though, because I don't know
Your parents are younger, though.
They're a little bit younger.
But that's what we're saying. I don't know anybody who is below the age of 50 who ever watches The Simpsons with any form of regularity. I just don't.
I don't know.
We got an interesting quote from Matt Groening. It says, we're, of course, thrilled about the news that Fox has renewed The Simpsons for seasons 33 and 34, and I have never needed a Friday as much as I need this one coming up. Quote from Matt Groening.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that. It was really killing me that you didn't say it. I'm not going
to
lie.
I got to find new and interesting ways to work it in every week.
Good
now.
Luck every Thursday doing that, by the way.
Listen, it's getting harder.
I cannot stand you. Anyway.
All right. Madden 22 is in the works. The franchise mode of Madden 21 is about to get its last update. EA has promised that the franchise mode in Madden 22 is going to get a much bigger focus than Madden 21 did.
Good. Because so, EA, no, let me, no, Chad, ask your question before
well,
I was say
like,
this.
Well, what does that mean exactly? Like, all right. What are they adding? What are they doing more?
First of all, that's a great question because I don't know.
Guess what? EA didn't answer.
Right? Oh, that's why, see, you can't say that and be like, all right, that's it, bye.
No, because here's
someone tell EA that.
I'm telling you.
Here's what they're going to do because we all know that over the past 6 or 7 years that their focus has been on their online and ultimate team modes because that's the most that gives them all the money.
Right.
By the way, between FIFA and Madden, I think they brought in EA something like $3 billion just from those modes, which was like, what? I don't want to give a wrong number, but it was a significant portion of the entire company's revenue. So basically, those two games are floating the whole company.
Right.
But the thing about it is that people who have grown up with Madden and FIFA feel like they've been shut out for many years because the single-player experience has been ignored, virtually ignored. There was a couple years where they did like a story mode, which was kind of cool. But if you wanted to take a team, build them up from worst to first, you know, bring in your own players, train your, all the stuff that franchise mode is supposed to get you excited about, they haven't changed that shit in like a decade.
Yeah, the quote from EA says basically that they are taking fan like response back into consideration for what they do with franchise mode going forward. Which, I mean, good. I thought was it Welltall in our chat who just said that? Yeah, they have no reason to improve Madden. It could be trash, and people will buy it in droves anyway. Like,
and that's sort of where I am with it too, because the way I feel about any franchise mode in any sports games is that actually should be your most robust mode.
Yeah, for sure.
I just don't know why they... Here's my thing. Why does Madden have to update every year with a new something or other when they could just be...
I don't think they do.
Well, here's the thing. Why do they have Madden 21?
I'm saying I don't think they should.
But we could do the Call of Duty method where it's like, here's Warzone. Yeah, this doesn't change.
No, well, here's first of
Call
all,
Call of Duty does put a new game out every year.
Well, I meant, but Warzone.
Yeah,
this is the first year they've done that.
Well, I know, but I get what's not gonna change.
I get what you're saying because technically, the biggest thing that changes across years is roster updates, which could be pushed in an update.
Truly, you only need one new Madden a generation.
You really you don't even need that because they all use Frostbite now. So
that's fair. I mean, Frostbite does update. But,
it does, but it's all the same engine. But the thing about it that I really, really, the reason why they'll never do that is because the ultimate team modes do also get updated year over year. And that justifies then the extra purchase because without that, you don't get all
I like Chili Pepper's response to just sell an expansion every year to new content for $20 to $30 and add it to the old stuff.
Why? When we make 60 from you?
I feel like you could probably, what you could do is then you do a couple each year and now you get 90 from me.
No, you wouldn't.
And you don't have to do a whole game.
You wouldn't. The season pass model, I don't think will work for sports games. I think people are already in their modes of just buying the $60 game.
I guess.
I mean, I think it's stupid. I think it sucks. And I hate the fact that they have a monopoly essentially on football games. I hate the fact they have a monopoly on soccer games. They don't. PES still exists, but nobody's going to fucking play PES.
No.
Even though PES looks way better.
Who makes PES? Konami?
Yeah.
Well, you're unlikely to get another PES game anyway.
Well, you get them every year, but it is what it is, man. So Madden, as much as I want you guys to do better, EA, as much as I want you guys to do better, I do also realize that us, the consumers, don't give you any reason to improve the game.
Yeah, it's true. Sony has announced 6 new titles coming out for PlayStation VR, and as harsh as we are sometimes on PSVR, it's only fair that we do list off their games when they do put them out. First up, coming out March 29th, we've got Doom 3
yes!
VR Edition.
You already sold me. I'm in.
You're going to buy a PSVR?
Sure, why not? At this, well, I got to get a PS5 first, and then we'll go from there.
Okay, so you're not getting a PSVR.
Not anytime soon.
Right, but at some point. Doom 3 was last was released, what, 2004?
Yes.
Somewhere around there.
Yeah,
I don't know the exact
date. That's an older game, right? So we got Doom 3 coming out. We've got Song in the Smoke, which is a survival game. It's indie. It looks interesting, but I don't know if it's necessarily a big VR
Number
game
two,
for me.
Sounds good.
One I kind of enjoyed. Summer 2021 is going to see Fracked.
Fracked!
Why does that sound familiar?
Because, like, fracking.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Is it
about fracking?
Kind of. Your enemy is a fracking corporation. They say that it is not subtle.
All right.
They say it's not subtle. I like that.
I actually rock with this very heavily.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fracked is a fast-paced run-and-gun shooter that seamlessly combines free-running, skiing, and climbing.
Is that the Mirror's Edge thing you're comparing?
That's the Mirror's
Edge
one.
That sounds actually kind of cool.
I like this.
Yeah, I don't really care for the art style a ton, but I love the concept. So
when you turn on the faucet in the game, is the water flammable?
If it's realistic, it is. Yeah, absolutely. Up next, we have I Expect You to Die 2, The Spy and the Liar.
Love the name.
That's a great name.
Great name.
That's quite a name.
No, Mr. Bond, I
expect
you
to
die.
We have Zenith, which is an MMORPG.
Really?
A VR MMO.
Mm-hmm. Really?
That's what they say anyway.
Interesting.
It's inspired by developer Ramen VR's love of anime. Zenith takes place in a vibrant world that's full of adrenaline-pumping action and adventure.
We are two steps away from Sword Art Online.
Oh, no. This is the porn game. This is the porn game. This is the RP porn game.
It's going to be.
VR and anime?
It's hyper-futuristic,
and an MMO?
No.
This
it's
is
future
the VR.
Tech.
This is the... Yeah, it's the VR porn game.
It's going to be, yeah.
I'm telling you right now.
And lastly, we've got After the Fall coming out in summer of 2021. This one looks more like your typical shooter to me. So.
All right.
Listen,
out of
those...
That's a solid list.
That's a solid list, and the fracking game actually sounds really
Yeah, you know what? I might want to give Fracked a try.
That sounds really cool, by the way. I mean, listen, you give me Mirror's Edge, but I got to take down a fracking corporation?
I think that's cool.
I kept saying... from the beginning that porn would be what moves the VR industry forward.
First of all, listen,
an anime porn MMORPG could be what gets the VR technology into every household.
Listen,
whatever it takes.
Listen, and then you'll sync it up like with a fleshlight.
Ugh.
I know that.
I hate where you're going with this.
Because it's true.
Because you know I'm right.
Because that's exactly where it's going to end
That's
up.
What's going to happen. You're going to put on your VR headset and your, you know
And
what
your
I'm
fleshlight.
And you sync up your fleshlight and
with,
your...
With the Bluetooth.
You've single-handedly removed fleshlight. All interest in VR from
No, and then you're going to have all that and then you're going to have your... Opi waifu over there, and you're gonna everything's gonna be synced up.
Oh yeah,
and you're gonna have a great time in this game.
Hey, Chile just dropping the 27-month tier one subbed for VR anime porn game. And you know what? That's fair.
I think everyone else also subbed, other than me.
Oh, Mega Walter, exactly. Come on, we have Phantasy Star Online, we have FF14.
14's already a porn game. Can you imagine if it was in VR?
Listen,
where's FF14 VR? How's that not a thing?
I think Square is gonna do this. Or
why
what are you gonna call it? Squeenix?
Why not?
I don't know.
Why wouldn't Squeenix do it?
I feel like they would take a hard pass on it for a while.
No. I don't know, man.
I mean, you know what they would do? They would make that bullshit 15 fishing game. If it's not already
in
VR.
Put that in VR. Oh, yeah. We're going to get Lords of Verminion in VR. Sick.
Right. No, it's going to be worse. We're going to get Rival Wings in VR. Remember FF14 tried to be a MOBA?
Yeah, I do, unfortunately.
Yeah. Anyway, so if you are excited for your...
Chili Pepper says they did do VR tests. There was a Titan VR demo and a Costa del Sol demo.
See?
Of course there was a Costa del Sol demo.
Because of course.
Because porn moves the
because
industry forward.
Because porn moves the units. So if you are excited for your Opi waifus, make sure... What's the name of that one?
That one is called Zenith.
Zenith! It's not going to be cut. Yeah, you're going to be reaching some Zeniths, all right, when you play that game.
Yeah, it's going to be
anyway,
a hell of a
climax. That's going to be it for part one. And part two is going to be y'all choice. The people will have spoken, and we are going to have the people's choice topic coming up on Checkpoint Daily.
Working around bugs in Cyberpunk 2077, but your stomach is making you hangry? Cure your craving with Zaxby's. No need to hit pause. Order Zaxby's famous chicken, sandwiches, and salads for pickup and delivery on the Zaxby's app or over at Zaxby's.com. Cruise the streets of Cyberpunk's Night City while it arrives at your doorstep. Just order from Zaxby's indescribably good menu on the app or online and never miss a moment of game time.
All right, you guys, we are back with more Checkpoint Daily, and we do not want you guys to go another minute without checking out the new website, checkpointxp.com. Chad and the rest of us work very hard on this new website.
Especially Chad.
Especially Chad. So go and check it out. It's actually laid out way better. You're able to check way more. So here's the thing, guys. We gave you the choice of picking whatever our last topic was going to be.
I regret this. And I regret all of that.
I'm letting this be classic. Known that we will never do this again.
This is great.
And so the last topic is VR porn games.
All right. You know what just occurred to me is I made a pact on Monday that I'm going to post a news story about every discussion topic we do on the website.
Might have to skip.
Can't do this.
Which means theoretically today's is going to be, I'm going to have to find a real creative method of handling today's.
Yeah. I'm having to search this off the work network. Oh,
you're going to the phone.
Oh yeah.
So I'll say this: of all the topics we talked about today, this one has gotten the most response in the chat because, of course, it has.
Well, to be fair, you set this up with all the Xeno whatever
Zenith
stuff. So
anyway,
I mean, you can blame Sony for that.
Well, I blame Sony for it, but I also blame you because you guys let it there.
That's fair. Norris did.
I did, but it's just because I called it how I see it. Listen, if you make an anime game in VR and you make it an MMO, we know what's going to happen.
So let's talk about, like, what are some of the... Let's start with this, rather than just...
What's the uncanny valley?
What are the most, like, criminal horny games? Like, the ones where, like, people are guilty?
Mass Effect.
Is Mass Effect the most horny game out there?
It's not the most horny game.
Taking porn games out of it for a minute.
Right. Dead by Daylight is the number one horny game.
Okay, fair. Dead by Daylight is top tier.
Other than Final Fantasy XIV.
I would say that is the number one, like, horniest community.
Yeah.
I don't know that the game is.
No.
It's a lot of torture porn.
No,
I grant you that.
14's way hornier than Dead by Daylight. Have you seen 14? Have you seen the mod community for 14?
Have you been on Pinterest with Dead by Daylight?
I don't want to.
You don't want to.
Okay.
Like, Daddy Myers might as well be canon at this point. And to be honest, Pyramid Head, he could put my head between his thighs and I'd be okay with it.
This is really bad.
You need to, like... Norris is right. Look at the mod community around FF14, and so Sarah and I went to a mod site.
Listen,
look.
So have I.
And at first we were.
I heard there's good shader mods. I'm not lying to you. Somebody was like, "Yo, the shader mods for 14 are amazing. Right. They will make your UI look great. The game looks so much better."
We got onto this site, right, and we start looking around, and it's all normal stuff, all of it. And I'm like, "Oh, you know what? I've been led to believe that this is worse than it actually was," and then I saw that there was a profanity filter.
You took that off.
And I looked at Sarah, and I'm like, all right, do we take the profanity filter off? And she's like, of course we do. We have to see. Oh,
it's
my
bad.
God.
It's bad.
I thought of one community that is probably worse than both. Sims.
Yes.
Oh, you know what, Chad?
I think the Sims community
you know what?
Is
because
the
at this point,
we're talking mods.
There's no other reason to play the game.
Yeah.
Than to make literal porn mods out of The Sims.
Like, there's got to be. But there's some horrible stuff that apparently you could, you could burn babies and eat them
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah,
like it's crazy.
So I haven't gone around, YouPorn or anything like that in a long time, Pornhub or any of those.
Uh-huh.
So, but there's, there has to be a thing where people have started to make pornos in The Sims, right? The same way Red vs. Blue was made out of Halo, they have
absolutely.
To be making porn in The Sims now, right? That has
exists.
To be a thing.
It absolutely exists. Listen, the fact that you've conceived of it.
It means it exists.
That is a rule. Rule 34.
Rule 34, if you can think of it,
absolutely.
There's porn of it.
Absolutely. And so here's the thing, is that what I don't understand, and I'm going to be perfectly honest about this, right? I'm going to be perfectly honest. I don't understand why the game community hasn't jumped on this more, to be honest. Because listen, we know every year the average age of game players goes up.
Goes up.
We know that.
Yeah.
It goes up a little bit by a few months, right? So the thing is that we know, especially during these pandemic months, that porn consumption is going through the roof.
Yeah, I'll bet you that FF14 porn mod site, I'll bet you it's been doing pretty good business over the last year.
They click through rates
last year.
It's bananas
right
now.
Bonkers.
Right?
I'd kill for their numbers.
Exactly. And so, listen, I am all for ethical adult entertainment. I am all for, if that's what consenting adults want to do and spend their money on, I don't think anybody should get in the way of that. I think that's a great thing. Damn it, Welltall.
Welltall says the only company that makes high budget porn games is Illusion Games, which I now have to, of course, go look up. Okay, I don't know about that.
I mean, I guess I don't know what I've never played any, so I don't know anything.
I mean, if you want to talk about high budget in like the artwork,
Honey Select,
I would agree. But I gotta tell you, some of these are really offensive.
All right.
Really, I don't know.
Incognito mode.
Yeah, these are I gotta tell you, some of these I'm not saying on the air.
Really?
Because
like the words themselves are offensive.
Yeah.
Wow. Are they like racial offensive?
Offensive?
Yeah. No, it's bad.
Yeah, they're not racial offensive.
It's bad.
I mean, they might be, but I don't think
so. No, it's not racial offensive, but it's bad.
It's stuff that I'm not saying on
the
air.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it on the air. But the thing the thing is, it's stuff that is absolutely banned on every streaming.
I don't think any of these games are okay to play on Twitch.
Yeah, all of them are bad. But here's the thing, and my point is that as we move forward with VR, as we move forward, as MMOs become larger and more complex, I mean, listen, there are people in 14 and in other games with entire sex dens. I remember I watched the entire documentary on a lady who made her primary income is being a prostitute in Second Life. And she has made an entire, she has a brothel where it's all actual people who are employed by this brothel. And she makes a six-figure salary.
I didn't make money like that, but I paid for some college textbooks role playing in FF11.
Yeah,
would have been 11. God. Yeah,
but that's what I'm saying. So if this is what adults want to do, okay, why are we the people to say that this is why adults?
You know what? Everyone
can't do
can
this.
Do what they want. I've just been turned off by the situation. Have you ever? There's a documentary called Guys and Dolls. Funny enough, and it's about these guys who have.
The dolls.
Dolls.
The dolls.
Those dolls.
Oh.
And there's a part.
I've seen some stuff about this community. It's weird.
It's a documentary. It's interesting, horrifying, but interesting to watch.
Yeah.
There's nothing like totally graphic other than that they do show the dolls. But there's a part where there's like they send the doll to a doctor and he fixes parts. And it's really creepy when it's in his bathroom. There's just doll parts hanging from, I think, is hooks and stuff. So very Dead by Daylight like. And there's just like destroyed vagina pieces. Destroyed. You know what? That it's really turned
me
off to this whole
idea.
See, but to me, that's a whole nother. Commentary on.
It is, yeah. But like that's where my brain puts these all in one little bubble.
The problem is because, like we were talking about, once the Bluetooth gets installed and you can start syncing it up with your VR game,
that's the thing. That's the part that creeps me out personally.
Chad.
Everyone whatever, do whatever you want.
Yeah,
I'm not here to judge. I will judge, but I'm not
here
to judge.
If you think the sex bots aren't coming.
Oh, trust me. I know they're coming. I've been vehemently against it since I've heard of it.
All right? Within our lifetimes,
it
will happen. And not only will it happen, it will be us. It will be the gamers. It will be our
fault. It's going to be our
fault. Y'all, I'm out.
Did you see the article about the the robot that can power itself on bioorganic material?
That's disturbing.
Please don't tell me where this is going.
No. I don't think it's going there, I hope. It's a robot that can consume biomaterial to power itself. And I'm like, you've created a robot that could theoretically subsist on eating people.
Hold on. They've created stuff that works off of bio, whatever.
Yeah.
But in a robot, potentially a sex robot, before they did it for cars.
Well, I don't know.
I guess it's probably a lot more effort.
This was just a robot. I don't know if it was a sex robot.
All right, well, we're talking about this, but, so I just assumed.
Like, yeah, my point is, like, the robots are here, man.
That's
like
what I'm this. Saying. That's what I'm saying. The robots are here, and then once we sync them up with the Opie Waifu VR games, listen.
Maybe our best chance is to fall in love with the robots at this point.
I guess.
Maybe that's our best chance to survive.
No,
that's I'm the on last the, chance for the AI to kill us. Yes.
That, I'm on the AI side. Okay,
and
the
reason, wipe us out.
No, and the reason why I say that is because they need human labor. Okay, and we get. I'm about survival.
What do they need after they are sentient and like you know doing? What do they need us for?
This is going down as the weirdest conversation we've ever had.
Let me tell you something. Okay, the AI will always need humanity. Okay.
To do what?
Because they're not just going to self-replicate into oblivion. They have to reach some sort of stasis. This
right.
Everything tells us this in all of our dystopian manuals.
It's gonna be a Mass Effect. They'll wipe us out and let us evolve along their lines.
Yeah, but
every 50,000 years, we're all getting wiped
but
out.
But there has to be humanity around to fight them eventually, and that's why we must survive. We can't just capitulate. They think I'm on their side, but I'm not.
Well, now they know.
And now you've ruined it.
Nah, we can delete this.
It's too late.
No, you
can't.
It's in the internet.
It's in the internet.
Whatever. I don't care. They can try to stop me if they want.
It's already too late. Nora's already won.
No, they can try.
The Terminator appears in the next room. I'm going to be real upset.
Nora's John Connor Howard.
That's right. Little did you know, I've already sent myself back. I've been here already,
baby. You saved us already.
You've already sent someone back to protect young you?
That's right.
Yeah, okay, great.
I sent back my own dad. Really, Norris Jr. is Norris the Sixth.
Oh, my God. Damn.
Damn. Wow, you skipped a few.
Yeah, because it was the future. Listen,
man. He didn't know what generation the robots would show up in.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes sense.
Exactly. So, you know what I'm saying? We had to go back fairly far.
He was worried there'd be a Civil War Terminator or something like that. And
yeah, we can't go back that far.
Right.
It's crazy.
So, the whole point is yes, I am my own dad. Anyway.
Well, I stand corrected. Now it's the weirdest conversation we've ever had on air.
That's a very Futurama situation right there, too.
That was strange.
That's what happened.
I know.
That's the story of Terminator. Somebody has essentially created their own self.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, no.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I don't think so.
John Connor is responsible for his own birth.
Well, he's responsible for his mom surviving, I suppose.
Which thus means he was responsible for his own birth. Right.
Like, it's not like he went back and like got with his mom.
No, he did. That's what I mean.
Yeah, he sent Kyle Reese back. You're right.
He went back and he's responsible for his own birth.
Doesn't make him his dad.
In a way. A roundabout way.
I suppose.
But biologically, no, he's not his own dad. That's not what I meant.
You know what? I'm glad that we had this conversation, though, because I had a... thing that I heard on the radio last night that I was going to bring up here, and it's like, I'm glad we didn't have to talk about it because it was going to be horrible.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Norris, did you see the coach in college basketball who gave the worst halftime speech in history?
No.
Oh.
I wouldn't have to watch it.
I'll tell you about it off air.
All right, cool.
Look it up, everybody.
But the one big thing that I will say about this whole future and VR stuff, and we're saying a lot of jokes and all this stuff, but to be honest, I do think that this is a application for VR that actually could be very helpful for people who have mobility issues, people who are differently abled, people who may suffer from mental health issues that may prevent them from having romantic partners. I think this kind of stuff is actually really important for the sanity of a lot of people, and I think this could be a really cool application. Now, will people abuse this? Absolutely. Will this be the rabbit hole that eventually leads us down our own destruction? Probably. But in the interim, in the time being, I do think that there are some positives to extract from the fact that, VR porn games, it may be something that actually helps some people.
You don't bring that up in Terminator.
No, they didn't bring back the...
They skipped that part in the text.
Yeah.
Which I think is foolish.
That was the porno spoof.
There is no way you could talk about robotics and virtual reality and all that stuff and not talk about people's libidos, because that's what half the shit is used for.
Yeah. Cyberpunk, right?
Exactly.
Half the point of it.
It's half the point of it. Your body is not real. It's a commodity. It's just a tool for you to use and modify as you see wish or as you see fit. This was the weirdest conversation we've ever had in the history of Checkpoint Daily.
Thank you, Twitch chat.
Completely off the rails.
Thank you, I guess.
And, you know, all of this stuff is absolutely stupid. But as I said, I'm happy that we had it because, Anyway, we'll be back here.
What am I going to write for the website about that?
I don't know, but
good luck.
Well Talk can't suggest any more topics.
I think that was Chile.
Oh, I think there's a couple. There's a lot.
I mean, there was a lot of support, to be fair. So,
anyway, we will see you guys tomorrow, and we hope everybody has a great day. We'll see you later. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.